A man who lives and breathes Iowa sports. Steen on Sports. 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Happy Thursday, everybody. Hope everybody had a great day. One more day to the weekend. Unless you don't have to work tomorrow. And then we're like an hour and a half away from the weekend. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day. One of my favorite days is any day that I have Tiff coming in here. She's going to be brought to you by BetMGM. BetMGM is a sports betting app that you can download to your phone, deposit money, and boom, you are ready to start sports betting. There's all kinds of different parlays you can do. There's boosted odds specials that'll come to your email or onto your phone. It's easy, easy, easy. Here's the one. Well, actually, two things you need to remember. You need to gamble responsibly. You need to gamble with income that you're okay if you lose. It's like if you got 20 bucks and you're going to go to Quick Trip to buy some stuff and you want to sports bet with that 20 bucks, that's good. If you're going to sports bet with $2,000 that's going to pay for your house payment, not a good idea. But BetMGM is the easiest and best way to sports bet in Iowa. Tiff, good to have you back. I'm going to throw a curveball at you because I have a couple of things that I want to talk to you about, because one of the things we enjoyed having our Mother's Day, all of our Mother's Day guests and having our Mother's Day show. I'm a huge proponent of trying to help get more acknowledgement and recognition for women's sports. I think it's lacking. And here's a really good reason why. You have, and this comes directly to you, you have two of the best softball programs in the country, and they're playing it's best two out of three. It's tied 1-1. They're playing their third game. Champion will be crowned, and it's playing on a Thursday at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Come on.
Yeah.
I mean,
and
that,
it's my team.
It's Oklahoma, and they are. Last I checked, they were winning. I mean, it has been.
We won. There we won for the fifth time in program history. The Oklahoma Sooners are national championships in girls softball.
37 home runs by the gal. She hit her 37th. I could imagine that she might have hit her 38th too. So here's the really funny thing. So now these are. I'm always looking to try to get women to come on the show and talk about the show. I love doing this with you, and it's a hit. People enjoy it. When I have the moms on, they enjoyed it. So these two gals are, they're Iowa State fans. It's called Title IX Podcasts. It's Steph and Elisa. And I reached out to them because they had some, I listened to the podcast and I loved it. And I'm like, see, that's exactly what we want. I want to, you know, I'm saying I want to help them. And they have way more followers than I do because I have no idea how to get more followers. So I don't worry about it. But I want to help them with their platform. And I'm like, come on our show. And I'm like, you know, I'd love to talk to you about this, this, and this. And I'm like, well, wait a second. I go, Tiff and I, we have segments that we do. I go, it's going to get to a point where she can come back in here and sit in here with me. I said, we want you guys to come on the show because that's what we're looking for, because I'm starting to find this out. And the people that I talk to, women's views on sports, they stick to their guns more. I mean, I was going to call us fuddy-duddies again. Men are bipolar when it comes to sports, man. There's just so many things that are going on right now, and they're talking about it, and they're going to try to make it so they can fit it into their schedule with the 4-6 thing. But I'm like, what a perfect guest to be on with us. And I just, because you have such a clear phone line, and it's so nice to be able to have multiple people on there. And, you know, that's what we're looking for. But I mean, that's one of the things, and one of the big things that's happening right now too. And I think about, you know, just sitting here talking to you, I mean, when like Jen will say, man, that was a great thing with Tiff, man, you guys are so good together when you talk. And I'm like, yeah, it's like I'm talking to my, this is exactly what I said. It's like I'm talking to my brother, Okay, she's my sister, but I don't have a brother either because I'm an only child. So I have no idea what that even feels like, but it feels like that's what it'd be like, right? And I'm like, so one of the big things today was there's a lot of female reporters and female, all these gals that do like halftime and try to talk to the coaches and stuff. They're finally starting to come out and say how bad things have been for them for years. How they're mistreated and how they're treated differently and how, you know, men are rude and are doing it on purpose. And here was the kicker for me today is somebody posted on the internet today, and I won't say who it is because I don't even want to give him. He said, I don't see why women should even be able to call men's games or even report on men's games. And I'm like, okay, but it's okay for men to do that for women's games. And the response is, well, yeah, that's the way it's always been. I'm like, okay, I thought we were way past the, well, that's the way it's always been. I mean, that is my biggest pet peeve in the world to me is when someone, I ask somebody, hey, why do you do things like that? That's the way we've always done it. Stop!
Well, here's what I think. I think it's always... What worked when he asked me to come on and we started doing it together, Wolfgang did, it was more because girls, women have a different mind. They're just different than men. So I used to always come with a different slant to sports. And to that person's point, while it's a little bit ignorant, like women can't report on men, but men can report on women. I mean, that's kind of silly. But, I mean... I do, you know, like I have a woman doctor because I really don't go to a doctor that's a man that talks to me about having a baby because he really can't tell me what it's like to have a baby.
True.
So I always like the different perspectives that come when you watch a sporting event because I think, I mean, I'm not a guy, so, and I've never, you know, I couldn't play in the NFL as of today.
It always seems weird to me.
Right. It would mess up my hair. Secondly, they used to do a lot of locker room interviews. Well, you can't expect a girl to go into a guy's locker room.
No,
I wouldn't
men
want
are pigs, right?
I wouldn't want to.
Right.
But I do think it's interesting because as I start saying that, and that's what, you know, I always brought was I had a problem for a while. Like, sometimes when somebody's talking about something, I'm like, okay, they're breaking down sports, but it really is just an opinion on the sport, so I don't find that to be valid, and I cannot believe that anyone would actually say that. I mean, I can read an article and watch a game the same as you can, right?
Absolutely.
Because neither one of us have played in the NFL.
Nope. And I can critique NFL players from watching, and how I critique them is from watching other people play, and I critique them compared to other people, not to me.
Right, right. So it doesn't. I mean, it doesn't really surprise me that they've been given a hard time. And I remember when I first started doing this, one of the things that Gant told me was, "Don't be offended." There's a lot of people that don't like listening to women talk sports on the radio.
And here's a really funny thing, is the sports babe who used to work for, and that's what she was called. She called herself that.
Like, well, thanks, Dean.
Yep. And you're this station's sports babe, but.
So there was an actual sports babe.
Yeah, that's what she was called. And she was one of the first pioneers of doing sports radio talk. She was amazing. But it got to a point, you know what made her downfall is some of the things she talked about badly about women's sports. She didn't have, you know, she didn't have the women's backs on some of these sporting events and saying that they could be as popular and whatever. And she didn't want to talk about gymnastics and she didn't want to talk about swimming and stuff like that. But that's the funny thing, that one of the original pioneers of doing this was a gal, and she was really good. She was rough and gruff, but she was, man, she took no crap whatsoever. And I remember too that last week you and I talked about Naomi Osaka, who just her mental health, and it was affecting her. So she withdrew from the French Open. And it was a week-long thing on television and sports talk, and is she right or wrong? Roger Federer, after winning his match, withdrew because he was listening to his body, and his body said he couldn't go any further, and not one peep came out of anybody. Now, how is it different? One's taking mental health and saying, it's just, I can't do this. And the other one says, my body's tired because I'm older, and I need to rest, and I just can't go on. And nothing was said about him, but all this stuff just rained down on her. I mean, that just shows what you have to fight. The fact that we have to have the NCAA Women's Championship sudden death game is on at 2:00 on a Thursday. It never ceases to amaze me what the NCAA or the powers to be think that they can get away with.
And that, I think that's what's frustrating, right? Is while you can take up, everybody else can see how dumb that is. And, you know, there are people, it'd be interesting to see like how many people actually watched that game. There was one the other night that was on, I think it was the first one that was on at 7:00, or it was the second one. And they're fun games to watch.
Oh, they're
and to your point, it's kind of like watching women's soccer, not to put the men down, but girls soccer, those girls are like animals. They are just, they come out, they are intense, they are aggressive, they are physical, and their matches are so exciting to watch, I can hardly stand it. You know what I mean? It's just like they go into a different mindset. And, you know, you see a lot of guys, and we talked about LeBron James, like, rolling around on the floor when he gets injured, and then he kind of gimped over and rolled around. I always feel like that when I'm watching men's soccer sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
They're very, like, they're so good at drama. Like, I wish I had, you know.
They want a rest break.
I'm sorry. Yeah. So it is, but when you have the people, you know, you kind of wonder how long it'll take us to work ourselves out of where we are. But if the NCAA, who's in charge of it, can't see it, that's frightening. And the people that continue to employ this person, that either is the decision maker or is frightening. I don't get it.
I don't either.
There's been consecutive things that have happened this year between the weight room at the NCAA, the March Madness.
To be able to use March Madness for
right.
So. I mean, I just think this is a great place. I mean, if we could start a revolution, we'll start it in Urbandale, Iowa, right here. And just say, you know what? It's and Heather Burnside does KXNO in the mornings.
Mm-hmm.
And she does a lot of stuff. And I like listening to her. And she is the only one. And I guarantee you it's not easy for her, but she's tough. I mean, she's a tough gal, but it's not easy. And I mean, it's not easy. You know, that gets back to the whole Twitter. I get Twitter things and people say I'm stupid and I shouldn't have a radio show and blah, blah, blah. I don't care. as long as they're not paying me and they don't have any say in it. So I don't know.
That's kind of how I feel too. It's just kind of who I am as a person. Is I'm pretty opinionated. Doesn't mean my opinion's always right. I mean, I know you think your opinion is always right. We've had that soundbite.
I don't think they're right. I just love my opinion.
So you love your opinion. Yeah. That's what it is.
It's not that they're always right.
I mean, that's why you have an opinion, right?
Yes.
Because you have a strong belief and you go down that path. With that being said, I don't expect everyone to agree with what I say. You hope you find it mildly entertaining. And if you come to me with something different, out of just plain respect and the kind of person I am, I will hear you out. I might still maintain my opinion and often, you know, say, that's a great point, but I'm still going to stick with mine. But that's all it is. And so when you're blatantly calling people out in a different way, that's the part that is just, you don't like me because of my opinion, or you think I'm stupid, or okay, I know I'm not stupid, so that doesn't bother me. But somebody not tuning in because they think a woman's voice on the radio is annoying, that's just kind of sweeping a statement that is a generalization that, in my opinion, is not true at all.
Right. And see, and that's my thing, too. I listen to things on the radio because I enjoy to listen to them. I'm listening to content, not the person always giving the content. Now, I'm with you. If I don't agree with the person, man, I'm the first one to do that. And I want people to, when they don't agree with me or think what I just said was stupid, I want people to call me out on it. I get it. But in the heat of the moment, it happens, right? You say right. something. And you're like, okay, if I thought that back through, I mean, I've thought a lot of things back through. And I'll tell you what, mm-hmm. It's changed since I became a father. It's changed because I've gotten older. Mm-hmm. You know, you're even though I love my opinion changes. And when I see stupid stuff happen, and that's stupid stuff that people think it's okay, or people think it's okay that you have this NCAA game in the middle afternoon and no one can watch it. There's a lot of young girls out there that want to see this. And these gals are amazing. The softball players are rocking, man. I'm telling you. All right. We got one more segment with Tip and then one with Tiff and John Schaefer. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day. Tiff and I will be back right after this break.
1700 The Champ. It's Des Moines.
Find us at iowafcs.com.
A man who lives and breathes Iowa sports. Steen on Sports. 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Happy Thursday, everybody. Hope everybody had a great day. One more day to the weekend. Unless you don't have to work tomorrow. And then we're like an hour and a half away from the weekend. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day. One of my favorite days is any day that I have Tiff coming in here. She's going to be brought to you by BetMGM. BetMGM is a sports betting app that you can download to your phone, deposit money, and boom, you are ready to start sports betting. There's all kinds of different parlays you can do. There's boosted odds specials that'll come to your email or onto your phone. It's easy, easy, easy. Here's the one. Well, actually, two things you need to remember. You need to gamble responsibly. You need to gamble with income that you're okay if you lose. It's like if you got 20 bucks and you're going to go to Quick Trip to buy some stuff and you want to sports bet with that 20 bucks, that's good. If you're going to sports bet with $2,000 that's going to pay for your house payment, not a good idea. But BetMGM is the easiest and best way to sports bet in Iowa. Tiff, good to have you back. I'm going to throw a curveball at you because I have a couple of things that I want to talk to you about, because one of the things we enjoyed having our Mother's Day, all of our Mother's Day guests and having our Mother's Day show. I'm a huge proponent of trying to help get more acknowledgement and recognition for women's sports. I think it's lacking. And here's a really good reason why. You have, and this comes directly to you, you have two of the best softball programs in the country, and they're playing it's best two out of three. It's tied 1-1. They're playing their third game. Champion will be crowned, and it's playing on a Thursday at 1:00 in the afternoon. Come on.
Yeah.
I mean,
and
that,
it's my team.
It's Oklahoma, and they are. Last I checked, they were winning. I mean, it is big.
We won for the fifth time in program history. The Oklahoma Sooners are national championships in girls softball.
37 home runs by the gal. She hit her 37th. I could imagine that she might have hit her 38th too. So here's the really funny thing. So now these are. I'm always looking to try to get women to come on the show and talk about the show. I love doing this with you, and it's a hit. People enjoy it. When I have the moms on, they enjoyed it. So these two gals are, they're Iowa State fans. It's called Title IX Podcasts. It's, Steph and Elisa. And I reached out to them because I listened to the podcast and I loved it. And I'm like, see, that's exactly what we want. I want to, you know, I'm saying I want to help them, and they have way more followers than I do because I have no idea how to get more followers, so I don't worry about it. But I want to help them with their platform. And I'm like, come on our show. And I'm like, you know, I'd love to talk to you about this, this, and this. And I'm like, well, wait a second. I go, Tiff and I, we have segments that we do. I go, it's going to get to a point where she can come back in here and sit in here with me. I said, we want you guys to come on the show because that's what we're looking for, because I'm starting to find this out. And the people that I talk to, women's views on sports, they stick to their guns more. I mean, we are, I was going to call us fuddy-duddies again. Men are bipolar when it comes to sports, man. We it's just, there's just so many things that are going on right now. And they're talking about, and they're going to try to make it so they can fit it into their schedule with the 4 to 6 thing. But I'm like, what a perfect guest to be on with us. And I, just because you have such a clear phone line, and it's so nice to be able to have multiple people on there. And, you know, that's what we're looking for. But I mean, that's one of the things. And one of the big things that's happening right now too. And I think about, you know, just sitting here talking to you. I mean, when like Jen will say, man, that was a great thing with Tiff, man, you guys are so good together when you talk. And I'm like, yeah, it's like I'm talking to my, this is exactly what I said. It's like I'm talking to my brother. Okay. She's my sister, but I don't have a brother either because I'm an only child. So I have no idea what that even feels like, but it feels like that's what it'd be like. Right. And I'm like, so one of the big things today was there's a lot of female reporters and female, you know, all these gals that do like halftime and try to talk to the coaches and stuff. They're finally starting to come out and say how bad things have been for them for years, how they're mistreated and how they're treated differently and how, you know, men are, they're rude and are doing it on purpose. And here was the kicker for me today is somebody posted on the internet today, and I won't say who it is because I don't even want to give him. He said, I don't see why women should even be able to call men's games or even report on men's games. And I'm like, okay, but it's okay for men to do that for women's games. And the response is, well, yeah, that's the way it's always been. I'm like, okay, I thought we were way past the, well, that's the way it's always been. I mean, that is my biggest pet peeve in the world to me is when someone, I ask somebody, hey, why do you do things like that? That's the way we've always done it. Stop!
Well, here's what I think. I think it's always what worked when we started, when he asked me to come on and we started doing it together, Wolfgang did. It was more because girls, women have a different mind. They're just different than men. So I used to always come with a different slant to sports. And to that person's point, while it's a little bit ignorant, like, women can't report on men, but men can report on women. I mean, that's kind of silly. But, I mean, I do, you know, like, I have a woman doctor. Because I really don't go, to a doctor that's a man that talks to me about having a baby. Because he really can't tell me what it's like to have a baby.
True.
So I always like the different perspectives that come when you watch a sporting event. Because I think, I mean, I'm not a guy, and I've never, you know, I couldn't play in the NFL as of today.
It always seems weird to me.
Right. It would mess up my hair. Secondly, they used to do a lot of locker room interviews. Well, you can't expect a girl to go into a guy's locker room.
No,
I wouldn't
men
want
are pigs. Right?
I wouldn't want to.
Right.
But I do think it's interesting because as I start saying that, and that's what, you know, I always brought was I had a problem for a while. Like sometimes when somebody's talking about something, I'm like, okay, they're breaking down sports, but it really is just an opinion on the sport. So I don't find that to be valid. And I cannot believe that anyone would actually say that. I mean, I can read an article and watch a game the same as you can. Right?
Absolutely.
Because neither one of us have played in the NFL.
Nope. And I can critique NFL players from watching, and how I critique them is from watching other people play, and I critique them compared to other people, not to me.
Right. Right. So it doesn't, I mean, it doesn't really surprise me that they've been given a hard time. And I remember when I first started doing this, one of the things that Gant told me was, don't be offended. There's a lot of people that don't like listening to women talk sports on the radio.
And here's a really funny thing, is the sports babe who used to work for, and that's what she was called. She called herself that.
Like, well, thanks, Steen.
Yep. And you're this, you're this station's sports babe, but.
So there was an actual sports babe.
Yeah, that's
okay.
That's what she was called. And she was one of the first pioneers of doing sports radio talk. She was amazing. But it got to a point, you know what made her downfall is some of the things she talked about badly about women's sports. She didn't have, you know, she didn't have the women's backs on some of these sporting events and saying that they could be as popular and whatever. And she didn't want to talk about gymnastics, and she didn't want to talk about swimming and stuff like that. But that's the funny thing, that one of the original pioneers of doing this was a gal, and she was really good. She was rough and gruff, but she was, man, she took no crap whatsoever. And I remember too that last week you and I talked about Naomi Osaka, who just her mental health, and it was affecting her, so she withdrew from the French Open. And it was a week-long thing on television and sports talk, and is she right or wrong? Roger Federer, after winning his match, withdrew because he was listening to his body, and his body said he couldn't go any further, and not one peep came out of anybody. Now, how is it different? One's taking mental health and saying, it's just, I can't do this. And the other one says, my body's tired because I'm older, and I need to rest, and I just can't go on. And nothing was said about him, but all this stuff just rained down on her. I mean, that just shows what you have to fight. The fact that we have to have the NCAA Women's Championship sudden death game is on at 2:00 on a Thursday. It never ceases to amaze me what the NCAA or the powers to be think that they can get away with.
And that, I think that's what's frustrating, right? Is while you can take up, everybody else can see how dumb that is. And, you know, there are people, it'd be interesting to see like how many people actually watched that game. There was one the other night that was on, I think it was the first one that was on at 7:00, or it was the second one. And they're fun games to watch.
Oh, they're
and to your point, it's kind of like watching women's soccer, not to put the men down, but girls' soccer, those girls are like animals. They are just, they come out, they are intense, they are aggressive, they are physical, and their matches are so exciting to watch, I can hardly stand it. You know what I mean? That it's just like they go into a different mindset. And, you know, you see a lot of guys, and we talked about LeBron James, like rolling around on the floor when he gets injured, and then he kind of gimped over and rolled around. I always feel like that when I'm watching men's soccer sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
They're very, like, they're so good at drama. Like, I wish I had, you know.
They want a rest break.
I'm done. Yeah. So it is, but when you have the people, you know, you kind of wonder how long it'll take us to work ourselves out of where we are. But if the NCAA who's in charge of it can't see it, that's frightening. And the people that continue to employ this person that either is the decision maker or is frightening. I don't get it.
I don't either.
There's been consecutive things that have happened this year between the weight room at the NCAA, the March Madness.
Not to be able to use the March Madness for
right.
So, I mean, I just think this is a great place. I mean, if we could start a revolution, we'll start it in Urbandale, Iowa, right here. And just say, you know what? It's and I'll Heather Burnside does KXNO in the mornings.
Mm-hmm.
And she does a lot of stuff. And I like listening to her. And she is the only one. And it's I guarantee you it's not easy for her. But she's tough. I mean, she's a tough gal. But it's not easy. And, I mean, it's not easy. You know, that gets back to the whole Twitter. I get Twitter things, and people say I'm stupid and I shouldn't have a radio show and blah, blah, blah. I don't care. As long as they're not paying me, and they don't have any say in it. So, I don't know.
That's kind of how I feel, too. It's just kind of who I am as a person. I'm pretty opinionated. Doesn't mean my opinion's always right. I mean, I know you think your opinion is always right. We've had that soundbite.
I don't think they're right. I just love my opinion.
No, you love your opinion. Yeah. That's what it is.
It's not that they're always right.
I mean, that's why you have an opinion, right?
Yes.
Because you have a strong belief and you go down that path. With that being said, I don't expect everyone to agree with what I say. You hope you find it mildly entertaining. And if you come to me with something different, out of just plain respect and the kind of person I am, I will hear you out. I might still maintain my opinion and often, you know, say that's a great point, but I'm still going to stick with mine. But that's all it is. And so when you're blatantly calling people out in a different way, that's the part that is just, you don't like me because my opinion, or you know, you think I'm stupid, or okay, I know I'm not stupid. So that doesn't bother me, but somebody not tuning in because they think a woman's voice on the radio is annoying, that's just kind of sweeping a statement that is a generalization that, in my opinion, is not true at all.
Right. And see, and that's my thing, too. I listen to things on the radio because I enjoy to listen to them. I'm listening to content, not the person always giving the content. Now, I'm with you. If I don't agree with a person, man, I'm the first one to do that. And I want people to, when they don't agree with me or think what I just said was stupid, I want people to call me out on it. I get it. But in the heat of the moment, it happens, right? You say
right.
Something and you're like, okay, if I thought that back through, I mean, I've thought a lot of things back through. And I'll tell you what, mm-hmm. It's changed since I became a father. It's changed because I've gotten older. Mm-hmm. You know, you're even though I love my opinion changes. And when I see stupid stuff happen, and that's stupid stuff that people think it's okay, or people think it's okay that you have this NCAA game in the middle afternoon and no one can watch it. There's a lot of young girls out there that want to see this. And these gals are amazing. The softball players are rocking, man, I'm telling you. All right, we got one more segment with Tiff, and then one with Tiff and John Schaefer. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day. Tiff and I will be back right after this break. Hey, everybody. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day. We got Tiff along with me for this segment, and then Tiff and John Schaefer at the top of the hour. That one's going to be fun. And B Styles coming in at 5:20. And then I've got the last segment. We've had Tiff be brought to you by a couple of different things, so I'm just going to mention them both now. You got Northwest Bank, two locations in Ankeny, one in West Des Moines. It's a great bank with great people. Easy to use. They have all your banking taken care of. They have a special right now. If you want to finance your new car, truck, motorcycle, boat, or RV, or refinance from another financial institution, you can receive 1% of your loan as cash back up to $250. You can do that online, and you can also open your account online. But I hope you go in, tell them Steen sent you, and tell them that you want to see everything that they have for your banking needs, and they will take care of you. Member FDIC. And BetMGM, if you're doing sports betting in the state of Iowa, please use BetMGM. Download the app, deposit your money, have some fun. Make sure you gamble responsibly. Make sure you don't gamble more money than you're willing to lose. Okay, Tiff, here's a funny that I saw today. Or it's not even funny. It's just, what the hell are we thinking? In 2019, it took over $72 million to produce pennies.
Okay, say that again.
In 2019, it took over $72 million to produce enough pennies to put into circulation for people to have to give pennies out at stores. So that that penny costs 2 cents to make. That is your federal government at its finest right there. Who cares if we have pennies? Throw them away. Never make them again. There's $72 million of food for somebody. Are you kidding me?
That's hysterical.
Is somebody out there in the world, in the United States, is there a bunch of old people or young people that are hoarding pennies that we have to make more? My God, if I knew we had to make more, I could find them in my house all over the place.
I probably have, I don't know, a couple thousand worth in couch cushions.
My
goodness,
$72 million. That's like the same thing that the other day that the Congress was getting ready to pass a bill to try to figure out how they could cut the deficit, and the bill wants to spend $3 trillion to try to figure out a way to cut the deficit. I'm like, okay, how about we just take that $3 trillion and we just pay off the deficit? Why do you have to have a study? If you're willing to pay $3 trillion for a study, you know, so we do that stuff in the government. And then they yell and scream because Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk and Bill Gates don't pay as much in taxes as we do. I get that. I think that's wrong that they pay less taxes. I have a feeling that all four of them together pay less taxes than I do. And I don't make a lot of money. But I also don't do anything that they do. I don't make things that everybody in the world needs. I don't even think that you can hear my radio station 100 miles away. So I don't even affect people in 100 mile radius. So but to spend $3 trillion to figure out a way to cut the deficit and to pay $72 million to put more pennies into operation just doesn't seem like a good idea to me.
Look how much you just saved right there.
Yes. That's three.
The only reason they have to do a study is because nobody can get along. So nobody can listen with reason and use their own head. They want somebody to spend all this money because it delays the inevitable of actually reducing the deficit until they get their friends in there, whoever that may be, and then we can determine, you know, we can go with their plan. So if we just kick the can down the road by saying we're going to do a study that costs $3 trillion, it makes me go crazy.
I'm with you. Do you care if Aaron Rodgers is the quarterback of the Green Bay Packers?
I don't care. I think there are other people that might care if they're a Green Bay Packers fan.
I heard the most interesting thing today. They said, here's the Green Bay Packers, their staff, their fans, the team, ownership, whatever. Here's their take on this. If Jordan Love could come out and get them to a 9-10 win season with the talent that they have, I don't think anybody cares about Aaron Rodgers. But I think everybody in Green Bay is saying, well, if we don't have Aaron Rodgers, we're not going to win football games. I don't know if that's true because they still have a really good coaching staff and they still have a really good team. I don't know it's for all the Green Bay fans or all that if it's so much. I mean, Aaron Rodgers is 37 years old. And he's making $36 million. I mean, $36 million goes a long way if Jordan Love can get you 10, 11 wins. I don't know.
I don't think that's possible.
I don't know if it is. There is no doubt that Aaron Rodgers is one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. He's one of the top five quarterbacks in the NFL right now. But man, he's a human being, right? As humans, we're really good at this. If we don't like something, we don't try as hard at that something. Like, I don't like doing push-ups or sit-ups. So the chances of me, like during breaks in here, doing push-ups and sit-ups, it's pretty nil. And if he doesn't care, I mean, he made $92 million in the last 2 years. Do you really think that if being in Green Bay makes him unhappy and his new fiance doesn't want to be in Green Bay, do you really think that he's going to go to Green Bay because of money? I don't. This is an interesting thing. I wanted a female perspective on Aaron Rodgers.
Well, you know, we did talk about this the day that we had all the ladies on a Mother's Day. And I don't think, you know, I think I said, I don't think he's the Tom Brady of Green Bay. You know, he's not eating avocado ice cream and, TB12, whatever all that stuff he does that makes Tom Brady still look like he's 20 and he's play not, like he's 20.
He's not Benjamin Button, right? He's not.
Right.
Tom Brady's aging the other way.
I know. It's so frustrating. And, but he's still good. I do think at some point they were going to have to come up with a succession plan to Aaron Rodgers. So I think it was all about the communication that GM continued. And he's put together, you know, great teams. So that's probably why they haven't parted ways with him in order to keep Aaron Rodgers. And they might know something that we don't. Like, he doesn't really love it enough to make a difference. That being said, I think they have a problem with Jordan Love. I think, you know, he has not played football in a competitive setting for now going, you know, this is going to go into his second year, right?
Yeah.
So he had accuracy problems back then. And based on what I've read and heard since they started training camps is that that has not gotten any better. He's the touches he's doing is like out. It's crazy compared to what a normal quarterback would be doing in these OTAs. So I think they have a problem on their hands. And I don't know that even with the help that they have, and I use help in quotations, that they can get to 10 or 11 wins.
I agree with you. And the person I feel most, I feel sorry for is Jordan Love. Even though he wanted to be drafted in the first round, he doesn't have any choice where he's drafted. The Green Bay Packers drafted
right.
him. And then, you know, Aaron Rodgers said, well, I don't have any problem with Jordan Love. Well, if you didn't have any problem with Jordan Love, man, you did some really good marketing on why it was a dumb thing to draft Jordan Love and turn the fans on Jordan Love. So even though you don't have a problem with it, you sure made a problem for him to not even get a chance to try to, you know, do something good. But I agree with you. It's hard to see, you know, someone let a quarterback like that go. But hey, the Indianapolis Colts let Peyton Manning go. And,
yep.
You know, let him walk out the door because of his age and injury. And he had a great year in Denver. They didn't win a Super Bowl. And he had an okay injury year with them that they did. And, you know, I like Aaron Rodgers. That's what I want my quarterback to be. I want my quarterback not to give a crap what anybody thinks about him. Or if they do think something of you, you have every right in the world to tell him to go to Hector. You know, I like that. I like my quarterback to be boisterous. You know, that's the part that I want to see. Like, I'm a Ravens fan. I want to see Lamar Jackson do that. I want to see Lamar Jackson take over that team. Because that's what quarterbacks need to do. And, you know, he's still young. It hasn't happened yet. But, you know, that's why people don't like Baker Mayfield, because he's boisterous. But, you know, because he hadn't won. Well, he didn't have very good coaching. You give him a good coach and look what happens. He wins. He almost beats the Kansas City Chiefs. I mean, that.
Right?
Yeah. So, you know.
Well, you can't expect somebody to go in, and I do this for a living. Like, you cannot go and correct a situation, and especially as bad as the Cleveland Browns were in one season, you can't have this kid expect to come in who's not only taking over a team that probably doesn't want to see the other quarterback leave as an Aaron Rodgers, but he's also just learning how to lead and manage a bunch of other grown men that have been there a while.
Yeah, that is true. All right, Tiff's going to be back. We're going to be joined by John Schaefer. You'll get all three of us right after the top of the hour break. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day. We appreciate you being in. I know Tiff and I both do, and can't wait to talk to you right after the break.